In Duckville Town lives Edith Mudd.
I go round here doing good.
With her gramp so old and grey, we've adventures every day. They have help from Pilot Dog.
I like sleeping like a log.
They've a hero with a squirm.
Yes, that's me, I'm Arthur Worm.
Family Mud.
And Arthur too.
Join us all here in the pool.
Oof.
Pilot is a wonderful dog. He's got a waggy tail and a lovely smile. But he wouldn't win any prizes for his looks.
Hey, it's Duckville Dog Show tomorrow, Edith. The prizes this year are bags of dog biscuits.
Yuck! Woof. Ooh, I like custard creams, cheddar cheese and sausage.
They've got best of breed.
I can't see Pilot winning that.
Waggiest tail. What about that, Edith?
He might win that.
Scruffiest dog.
He'd definitely win that.
Do you mind? I can hear what you're saying about me, you know.
Wag your tail, Pilot.
Oh, no. Get off.
We've got a plan.
Let's take it away. It's a brilliant plan.
And we'll save the day.
Again.
The next morning, we took a close look at Pilot. He looked like the scruffiest dog to us. His coat was all over the place.
Pilot, you look like you've slept in a hedge.
Ooh, I have. Ooh, lovely and comfy.
I could make him scruffier by throwing some worm casts at him.
Get off, you! Ooh, ooh. Keep your worm poo to yourself.
I tied a big blue ribbon round Pilot's neck and we set off for the dog show. Pilot wasn't allowed on the bus because he was so scruffy, so we had to walk.
He must look really scruffy today, Edith. Oh, this is good. He's bound to win.
I am not wearing this daft ribbon. I look a prawn.
He looks beautiful in his ribbon.
I'm not going in the dog show. I won't do it. They cannot make me.
What and where and how and why?
These are questions we ask every day.
Who and when? We'll sort it out.
It's the Mud Zoo. Save the day.
Welcome to the last event of the day, the scruffiest dog competition.
This is it, Pilot. Your big moment.
Gonna throw some worm poo at him now.
Get off.
That's not nice, Arthur.
It's okay, Arthur. He looks scruffy enough.
But before we take a look at the dogs, can I just remind you about the sausage store?
Oh, oh? Did someone mention sausages?
The judges have tasted all 30 entries. And the winner is Mr. Beefley of Bring and Buy Bottom. The winning sausages are now on sale.
Hey, Edith, if Pilot wins the scruffiest dog prize, I'll buy some sausages for all of us as a treat.
And me. Oof.
Would you like a sausage, Pilot?
Daft question. Where do you want me to stand? I've got to win this competition.
The competition was in the main tent, and there were only three dogs entered.
The first entry is Susie the Saluki, with her beautiful long coat and silky, silky ears. The second dog is Trevor the Terrier, a very busy dog this. Can you hold him still? The third dog is Pilar Mutt. He's a mess.
I think we could win this, Edith. Keep smiling, Pilot.
And the winner is... just a moment. The show secretary is handing me a message. No, this is serious. No one move. Mr. Beefley's sausages have been stolen. No one leave the tent. Call the police. Our star sausages have been snipped.
Thank you.
People were running all over the place. Suddenly, Pilar took off. He raced across the tent, faster than a snail on a skateboard. A butcher's boy was pedalling away on his bike, and Pilar was running towards him. Oh no! Pilar's got hold of the butcher's boy's trouser leg.
Pilar, get off the boy! Get your nose out of his pocket!
Gramps pulled Pilar off the boy. In his mouth was a string of sausages.
It's the sausage thief. The dog stopped the thief.
Hey! 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 Hey!
We've done it.
Again.
We've done it.
Again.
It's sorted.
Again. Till tomorrow.
The butcher's boy stole the sausages for the secret recipe and Pilar caught him.
And the winner of the scruffiest dog competition is...
Pilar! 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 Pilar!
Susie the Saluki of Lilac Lane and her owner, my wife. Mrs. Smith gets the biscuits.
Oh, you're thick.
I know Pilar and his family will be disappointed.
Nope, I don't like dog biscuits.
But Mr. Beefley is so pleased the sausage snatcher was caught. He will give the mugs enough sausages to fill their fridge.
Oh, now that's what I call a result. Ooh, I wonder if there'll be enough sausages to fill my tummy.
You've heard a tale from Family Mud.
It all worked out, we knew it would.
Come again another day and see what fun is on its way.
Family Mud.
And now for two.
Join us all here in the